You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Ooh, how many steps to climb? Heaven is calling, it will be mine, it will be mine.
This is Heaven is Falling. Delaney Davidson featuring Red Fountain there. Delaney's got a new album called Out of My Head. And Estelle Clifford, our music reviewer, has been listening. Hey, Estelle.
Oh, morning. Isn't that just a really interesting, beautiful song and collaboration and co-written with Hayley Westenra?
Huh, really? How interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
How does that even come about? Yeah, so apparently Beck Runga messages Delaney and says, hey, I reckon you guys, she's in Christchurch now, you guys should hook up and have a chat about music. And so they did, and then they went back to the piano and guitar and wrote that beautiful song.
How amazing. That is so cool. Don't you think that's kind of typifies Delaney? Not only the collaboration, but also just the slightly, dare I say, mysterious, unexpected kind of element that comes with a lot of his music.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Totally. Like, okay, I'll go have a coffee with Hayley Westenra and then randomly write this kind of tearjerker song with her, and then I'll ask Reb Fountain to do some vocals on there. I think what's really cool about this album is it really does tap into that theatrical side of him, and as well as the musicality side. There's one song on there, the opening track actually, which is called Out of My Head, and it just really got under my skin as soon as I first heard it.
Yeah.
And then he kind of does some of the subtle singing in some of these songs, which kind of reminds me of the Finn Brothers.
Right.
How, you know, and I wouldn't usually liken him to like Crowded House or anything like that.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Then I found out that he'd used Marlon Williams as a vocal coach. And so I think what he's done is he's really investigated and worked hard on his vocal delivery so that every song has got something quite unique and different about it, but they work as a whole. And you're like, why would someone like Delaney Davidson need a vocal coach? But he said that it was that thing where, you know, when someone else looks at your work, they say, hey, maybe you should change your inflection here. Maybe you should soften this. Maybe you should make this bigger or push your voice here. And I think that's such a cool thing to do on this album because there is those kind of collaborations behind the scenes as well as the ones where there's other vocals. It's amazing too, isn't it, from someone who's actually been a producer for so many other people and big names like Tammy Nielsen, Marlon Williams, Troy Kingy, but then to be able to hand over his own work and have someone give that back.
When
usually he's in the control seat, if you know what I mean. Like I find that quite fascinating. But again, just another part of who he is, I think, where he'll be like, yeah, okay, let's give this a go. And there's been a couple of posts I really loved on his Instagram where he's like, it's when you hand over your work and someone else starts adding the strings or these other layers, it's like making it fresh and new to you again.
Yeah.
Oh, which is a beautiful thing. He wrote lots of these songs sort of in that lockdown life. And for the majority of the album, it doesn't have that down buzz of lockdown. You know, lots of those albums that came out after lockdown, we were like, oh, yeah. we all remember
The end is nigh.
There is a song called Disassociate from Myself, and I'm like, yeah, that's definitely sort of a lockdown feel.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's quite uplifting, and there's kind of like this freedom and joy about a lot of the tunes. There's some real, like some intros that you sound like you're at the showground with a loudspeaker, or that like gramophone circus kind of sound. Like, you know, because he is clever at using so many different elements to create his sounds. And there's a beautiful LP fuzz kind of crackle to a lot of the tracks. So again, if you're an album collector, physical LP, I think this album will sound amazing on an actual record. I really enjoy that. And I think because it's him reaching out again and sort of expanding on what he already has.
Yeah.
And I think that's an amazing thing for an artist to be able to do. You can't kind of put him in a genre either. Like, I know that a lot of his awards in music have been in country. But a little bit like Tammy Nielsen, where you're like, okay, it's country, but also sort of not.
Yeah, it's lots of other things too. Yeah,
folk, rock, you know,
kind of rockabilly-ish. Yeah, right.
You can give them anything, and I think they will make it work. But also a little left of centre of being a pop.
Totally. Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's really
out
great.
Of my head, what did you give it?
It's a 10 out of 10. Go New Zealand Music Month.
Yeah, Estelle. I love it.
Just
of course, yeah. I should have said May the 4th be with you, blah, blah, blah. Happy New Zealand Music Month. But yeah. Oh, fantastic.
It's
okay.
A great listen.
Well, you reckon that earworm out of my head. Yeah, nice. Okay, you reckon that's the earworm. So we'll play that one in a couple of minutes. We'll pick that one out and play it in a couple of minutes. Hey, thank you so much. Yeah. Have a great weekend and we'll catch you next week. That's Estelle Clifford, our music reviewer. Yeah, we'll play you a bit more of Delaney Davidson's new album in a couple of minutes.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.